Hey, hey there, welcome back, all my beautiful angel besties. I'm really sorry it's been so long. I was supposed to pre-record a podcast before I went on my trip to Montana. Oops, sorry. Well, I'm back. It's been about a month. So I guess I should just call it season two. It's been a month, so yeah. Definitely won't be taking another break. That was very much needed, and it came in the right time. A lot has been happening. Oh my gosh, I can't even. You know when you know you're going through trials and tribulations, and you're like, gosh, please God, tell me, like my neighbor said it perfectly yesterday. She's like, I would just like an email from God, kind of giving me a heads up, like how much I have to go through, when it's going to be the end. But yeah, yeah, it's been hectic. We lost our dog, and then we went on the Montana trip. But right before I went on the Montana trip, I got laid off. And then, oh my gosh, we come back from the trip. We grab our car from my mom's. And as soon as we're going up the mountain, a few days after we're back from Montana, the check engine light came on. And we have gotten the transmission fixed 4 different times. It's such a headache. That's exactly what's wrong with it. And we are getting it fixed again to sell it. Oh, amen. Thank the good Lord. Because I don't know how much more time, patience, effort I have to stay put. To not have a car. I mean, I'm fully living at home and loving to adapt and all that and enjoying life, and it's slower paced and going outside with Meadow, and it's just been kind of an exciting new adventure. But it's definitely putting a damper on things. Jason and I had all these plans, and if you're a Christian, if you're listening and you believe in God, whether religious or not, you just have a relationship with God, you know that he's going to be there. It's his plan, and rushing his plan is just not it. It's not going to work. It's giving delusional. So, I mean, it's nice to have plans, but if something doesn't go the right way, probably wasn't meant for you. But anyways, now to have you all caught up. Hi, how are you doing? I missed you all. I'm really sorry. Like I said, it's been hectic, but I'm back for season two. So we're gonna start off with the freaking banger. This one, I don't really have a title yet, but I know that I want to talk about unforgiveness. And just, yeah. And that's a very common, consistent theme in my life, is just, I've definitely learned the power of healing through forgiveness, and it's been so good because God offers us so much grace, and we need to be willing to give God's people his sons and daughters, you know, our brothers and sisters in Christ, the love, the leniency, the understanding, and the forgiveness and the grace that God shows us. So yeah, today's going to be about unforgiveness and just all the feelings it gives you, the empowerment you get, that you receive, just the grace that you receive from God and the grace that you're giving the people is just, it shows endless amounts of love and courage, and it's just, it's very empowering. What the steps are, like what it could look like to even begin the process of forgiving, because I harbored resentment for a very long time. Did it do anything good for me? No. I would not recommend waiting like 10 years of your life to just keep that hatred in your heart alive. It doesn't do anything for you, and it most importantly doesn't do anything for the glory of God. And the people out there that hurt you, or whatever you need forgiveness for, you just need to offer the forgiveness to them to move on, because that forgiveness from another person may never come because you don't know what's in their heart. Maybe they're going through it. Maybe they just don't have love in their heart. Who knows? Pray for them, move on. Pray for them, forgive them, move on. But yeah, I just wanted to start off with a prayer. So if you want to join me and bow in your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to sit down and talk with all of the people who listen. Lord, may they open their hearts and their minds to the power of healing, the power of forgiveness, Lord. God, may you speak through them and just comfort them in their walks of faith, Lord, in their walks of life. God, whatever they may be going through, whether it's trauma, past trauma, unhealed trauma, or depression, anxiety, Lord, just continue to just be there with them, Lord, every step of the way. Just allow them to know your presence is here, Lord. May you be in this room. May you bless this room, Lord, and speak through me as much as you can, Lord. I don't have too much planned. I just know that this is a common issue that keeps us shackled in chains to the enemy, Lord. And God, I just offer my heart to you, Lord, and I just thank you so much for everything that you have given me and that you're allowing me to speak to all the people who are listening that need healing, Lord. May you just keep encouraging them through scripture, through little things in life, Lord. May they keep going in their walks of faith, Lord, in their walks of hope. God, may you just bless them and continue to love on them, Lord. God, I ask this all in your name, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen. Alrighty, so yeah, I don't have much planned. I just know that it's really hard to go on in your life and just holding resentment in your heart. It really keeps you from living your life. And I know how much damage it did to me. It caused me. It caused me to lose a lot of friendships and relationships. And I became very angry. I became very anxious and depressed because I just didn't want to move on. I just wanted to keep reliving it. Whether I chose men who hurt me, you know, like the same way I was hurt by my brother or my dad or my cousin, you know, like this is definitely not like a regular Christian podcast. I mean, every person I listen to, like, yes, I love them so much and I am so glad that God is working through them, but it is so unrealistic. Some of them I listen to, even my husband has noticed like a shift that I was being myself, and then I took my podcast and my Christianity, my faith, like very seriously. But I was starting to change. You know, I was looking up to these women in these podcasts, and they just set an unrealistic, perfect example. And it's just, I know they're trying to act Christ-like. I know. But you can't disregard the fact that your life, it's a human life. You have human experiences, and that means the depression is real. The anxiety is real. It's not just gone. That's why we pray. That's why we have faith. We take it day by day. We give our burdens to God, but it's just so unrealistic to look up at these women and think, wow, like they never have to suffer again, or wow, like, yes, they have gained the strength and their hearts have become more full because of God. But it's just unrealistic to think, like, it's gone now, you know? Like, that is a part of their testimony. And I don't believe in just one testimony. I believe our life is a testimony, and that's chapter and chapter and day by day. And, like, you know, it's just, it's something I have to learn every single day, is to pick up my cross. And that means, like, all the resentment that I held on to for so many years, I have to die to that. all the depression, all the anxiety. And yes, they come up. They're not just gone. They don't just disappear once you decide to give your life to Christ. You know, you pick up your cross every day, and that's the cross of anxiety and the cross of sin and the cross of unforgiveness and resentment and anger and depression. And, you know, it's just, I want to be real with you guys, and there is a lot of hatred out there. You know, I didn't think that my brother, who's 10 years older than me, would ever defile his younger sister. Nor did I think that the first time I would be meeting my father, he would also, you know, like, defile his daughter. That it doesn't make any sense. And for so long, it took me a really long time, you know, to forgive. And the last person I forgave was myself. But the first person wasn't my dad or wasn't my brother. It was God. It was God. You know, I don't know if you remember me saying this in the first season, but I never had a relationship with God. Like, I wasn't introduced to God in my household when I was young, but I kind of knew that there was something there, that God was there and he was listening. So I would pray. And I was very angry. I was so, like, doubtful. Like, how could you allow this to happen to me? Aren't you supposed to be my father? Aren't you supposed to be protecting me? So, yeah, I definitely was not able to forgive anyone or anything for a very long time. And that's why, like, I fell so far away from the kingdom that God has promised all of us. And I literally wanted to become a Satanist or a witch. I wanted to bury all of my thoughts and my feelings with drugs and alcohol or boys. And I held on to that resentment, and I wasn't able to forgive myself. And the reason why I was the last person is because I was unable to forgive myself for years. God was a little easier to, you know, forgive, because it wasn't his fault. And he doesn't make you go through things that he doesn't. He knows what to give you. And he knows that if he puts you through trials and tribulations, that you're going to come out stronger. And he wants us to learn these things. But he doesn't tempt us or test us, you know? He doesn't tempt us with evil things. He may test us because of our faith, but he's not dangling, you know, like, he isn't dangling child neglect, rape, molestation in front of you. And whoever harbors that in their heart is because they were directly influenced by the enemy. And it took me a really long time to understand that it wasn't my fault. I didn't put myself in a position to where, you know, like, I was vulnerable. I was young. I was a kid. And yeah, I mean, I made mistakes, and I dated, and I had sex when I was young, like, too young, because I was still trying to wrap my head around why anyone feels the need to hurt someone, you know? Like, I had this boyfriend in high school, and I thought I really loved him. I was 14, and it's just, he was older, a lot older, and it was kind of like the same thing. I put myself into a position where it felt very familiar and very comfortable. And yeah, I felt like in love, you know. It felt comfortable. It felt very similar to, you know, my brother was 10 years older, and the guy that I was dating was 3 years older, and I was 14. And I know, like, it's not too young, but it's not old enough to really, like, differentiate that this boy, 17 years old, definitely has experience with sex, definitely doesn't really want to be in love. He's in high school, you know, and he doesn't have a faith, so he definitely doesn't see marriage. But I don't know, I felt vulnerable, and I was vulnerable as a kid, and I was vulnerable in that situation, and every situation after that followed that was similar. So it made it harder and harder and harder to forgive myself, because after what I didn't have control over when I was little, and when I did have control over my life and my decision making and my experiences, I chose the same thing over and over again because of familiarity, and it was hard to forgive myself for making the same decision over and over and over. So yeah, God didn't do anything wrong by I didn't need to forgive him, you know? And in the end, he really needed to forgive me. That's what I wanted. That's what I needed. I mean, he forgives us and he offers us grace. And I didn't know that, though. And that's why I kept choosing to fall in love over and over, because I was missing that. I was missing that relationship that I could have built up that forgiveness for myself if I just gave God the faith. And that's what I want to tell you right now, is if you're just gathering resentment and you're unable to forgive someone, just know in time that it is the best thing to do for yourself, because you're literally gonna bust out of the chains that you are shackling yourself in. You're imprisoning yourself, and God doesn't want that for us. And God just, he always knows what we need, and the trials and tribulations we go through, they're not to put us in harm's way. They're not us to lead us astray. And it's just, he wants and needs for us to just remain faithful and know that he's going to work everything out. And we just need to put work in on our end, you know? So I really hope that you guys just don't fall for the enemy's decoys and how he like gets us, you know, to like, he literally preys on our downfall. And I mean, the only way to keep us from becoming closer to God is harboring anger and resentment and unforgiveness and unwillingness to change and become so bitter where we push everyone away. I have lost so many friends, and a lot of them I needed to lose it from my life, because I mean, I forgave them, you know. Many of my friends have stolen from me, have lied to me, and have made fun of me and talked bad about me, and yeah, I definitely needed to lose them, but I definitely forgave them at first. And it makes life so much more easy when you're just able to walk in like sunshine and rainbows, and it's not going to be like that every time, every day, and it's unrealistic, but to just walk in love and not be fearful of what's going on, like, all that, you know, it's just, essentially, I think it's the best for us to just, like, really know our boundaries, and when we know that it's time to just kind of, like, oh yeah, we should definitely be forgiving people, like, or we should definitely forgive him now. It's been 3 years. I just think that 3 years is a little too long. And I didn't forgive my past for a long time, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to forgive your past. And I feel like I should have started off by trying to forgive myself first, and maybe I would have went directly to God. You know, I think that's the way to go, is to forgive yourself and not forgive that person. I mean, You have to spend every day with yourself. You have to be able to love yourself and know your worth. And in order to do that, like, you have to be willing to know what you have done and why you did it, and not blame yourself and not think of yourself as less than, but forgive yourself, move on, and grow up. And that's the biggest thing for me, was because I wasn't willing to grow up. I just kept making the same mistakes and choices and going to parties or doing drugs or sleeping with people. And it doesn't bring any glory to God. It doesn't bring any glory to yourself, because I feel like I pushed people away that were really good for me too. And I just wasn't willing to forgive myself, so I never wanted anyone to really, truly know me. I became cold-hearted, you know? And this, like, I became cold-hearted to myself, and it just started to reciprocate. So people who were deserving of my love and my friendship and my time, I just ended up pushing them away because I couldn't even see how bitter I was becoming. I was starting to choose paths that led me away from God, and it took me a really long time to circle back. Like, here I am, 2024, with a 2.5-year-old daughter, a husband, and I feel the most like myself I have ever felt in my entire life. And I say that because, like, for a long time, when I first started this Christian thing, like I was saying, was when I was watching, you know, like, different podcasts, and the girls are just, they're painting this perfect picture of, like, who they should be and how they are. And, you know, it's not realistic, because I know once they turn off that camera, they are not like that. And if they are, like, props to them, but it's just, it's not realistic. And to wake up every morning and say, like, I need to have a perfect day. And once you have one mess up, you're going to let that derail your whole day or your whole week, or you're going to tell yourself you're worthless. And that's what I was starting to do. I was losing value myself. But you know what? I'm a guilty Christian. And I was playing guilty, you know? I was playing the victim, and that's how I knew, like, okay, I'm not being myself anymore. I'm trying to mask. I'm trying to become the girls that I'm following because they seem like they have their lives together. But these girls don't have a husband or a child, and they didn't go through what I went through. And that's what's different, is because I'm not saying they're not real. They're probably, like, the realest girls you'll ever meet. But my real is different. So yeah, I'm not saying, like, you can't not forgive this person. And if you're willing to hold on to the anger your whole life, I can't judge you. And you'll have God to answer to. But I don't believe it's, like, gonna condemn you to hell. I just believe that if we're going to walk like Jesus, we have to be willing to love like Jesus. And that was the main thing he died for, was for our sins, so we're able to forgive, so we're able to love. And I just, you know, I don't know the right ways to do it, but I would say, like, starting off forgiving yourself, allowing yourself the same grace you give to the people that have hurt you over and over and over again. I have an attachment issue, and I figured that out pretty early on. You know, like, people call it daddy issues. Don't think it was daddy issues. I think I felt so lonely growing up, and if I could attach to anyone that I could that gave me attention, why not? Like, the wrong group of people, for instance. And if they wronged me, I'd probably forgive them over and over and over again. But the underlying issue is not with them, it's with me. And I have to be able to forgive myself and give myself that definition of value, the validity, that value, that love for myself, that grace first, Because I feel like you're so blinded by how you're being treated and what you're going through. You don't even realize what you're doing yourself, you know? So yeah, unforgiveness, it's hard. It's really freaking hard. It's so hard. And, you know, I had all these scriptures written down, and I lost the paper. I usually write it down in my notes, but I had a bunch of scriptures to kind of back this up on, but I'm just gonna leave today's podcast just if it's like a big weight has lifted off my chest, because my thoughts of unforgiveness and has led to so much guilt that I don't need to carry around. You know, like, I have unforgiveness for the church. You know, I grew up thinking that what I was doing was wrong. I mean, premarital sex, wrong. Do they talk about sex? No, they don't. Because they don't know enough about it. Makes them uncomfortable. Because it's just, when we don't understand something and we don't see it, we're not going to believe it. Or we don't understand something, but we do see it. But it just makes no sense, like, forgiving someone for what they have done. How, like, I could see that, but I don't understand, like, why do I need to? You're not going to understand at first, but once you do it, it feels like so much relief. This podcast has been so freeing, because I know that someone out there is listening, and they need to forgive someone or something, and I wanted God to speak through me to you, Lord, guys, the Lord is, he's so good, and he just loves you so much, and he just wants you to live your best life and with no burdens. He wants you to bring his burdens to you. He wants you to bring your burdens to him. He just wants to love on you, and there's so much pain going on in this world, in this lifetime. There's so much just resentment and not being able to see eye to eye and no understanding, because there's just so much hatred, and we don't know where someone is coming from. But it's just the power that you give to yourself by freeing yourself in order to forgive someone. It changes so much. Your perspective changes. You change. You become lighter on your feet. You have not as much guilt carrying around. And the next episode I want to talk to you guys about is guilt. Like, I think I may have scratched the surface with guilt, but it's like deeper than that. It's like deep wounds that is just, they fester, and like, if they're unattended, they're either gonna boil. They're gonna boil up to a word point. You're just like oozing out, and you're angry, and all these emotions are coming out. Or you just hold on to it for the rest of your life, and you become that bitter old cat lady. You know what I'm saying? Just let go, and let God, and love God, and love your neighbors, and just forgive yourself first. And give it to God. Give all your stress and anxiety and depression. Give it all to God. He's got you, boo. He has got your back. Alright, guys. I'm gonna leave on that note. I love you so much. Thank you for listening.